Our inspiration. We start with the question, why did our Abba Father create humans? Genesis does not tell us. He finally tells us 3,200 years later in Isaiah chapter 43:7, all who I called by my name, who I made to glorify me. Paul reinforces it in 1 Corinthians 10:31, whatever you do, do all in glory to God. Nowhere does he say except in our civics. Glorifying our Abba Father is the greatest guide for our earthly life that exists, and an integral element of our life with Jesus. Glorifying our Abba Father is our pulpit leader's escape from the division of politics, the Nahas theater of war. Godly civics teaches pulpit leaders to glorify our Abba Father in his civics. Also, James 1:17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Our Abba Father's 1776 creation was undoubtedly good, but not perfect, and godly civics stands on James 1:17. There is an enormity of evidence of our Abba Father's hand in the history of his 1776 creation. Attention needed. We need your attention because godly civics is an implementation strategy, not just more knowledge. The body of Christ and our pulpit leaders are the only group large enough with the needed motivation to redeem our Abba Father's 1776 creation. We have until the 2028 election to redeem our Abba Father's 1776 creation fully, and we must dominate the 2026 election to make it to 2028. Failure is not an option. That means we have 6 months to distribute the godly civic strategy across his 1776 creation. The good news is that there is more than enough time. Much of this presentation is strategic implementation, which is not typically part of Christian seminary training. We pray, please do not stop. Our Abba Father works through people, and godly civics guides the body of Christ and our pulpit leaders in civic engagement. All for the glory of our Abba Father. Godly civics is an add-on for federal, state, and local elections, where political factions currently hold all the power. Our mission is to glorify our Abba Father in our civic life, which opens the floodgates for the body of Christ to engage with joy and glory to our Abba Father. Anyone can share godlycivics.com. It does not require a pulpit leader. It is a mission-driven exercise, not only a pulpit-driven one. And godly civics does the human work. Just share it. Godly civics is the missing ingredient in the next section, the biblical worldview, the cornerstone of preaching. That is not a pejorative or oversight. No one knew. Had P4547 lost the 2024 election, the Nahas, devil in Eden, would have the death grip he needs on the world for his final attack. Clearly, our Abba Father has more work for us to do. Godly civics examines both what our Abba Father did and what he said in Scripture. He never stopped doing. Believers must look for our Abba Father's hand at work in 1776 and today, and many times in between. The Holy Spirit inspires the godly civics message to the body of Christ and us pulpit leaders. Please pray on that. Do not take our word for it. Godly civics does not pretend to speak for our Abba Father. It also implores others to make it their own. Godly civics is a North Star to guide everyone's local engagement. Godly civics does not take donations, want members, or collect emails. There is nothing to hack. As soon as any new conservative group appears, the enemy tries to destroy it. That is not possible with our Abba Father. We also use codes deeper in the system to slow down the cancel culture.